It's Thursday, December 4, 2025.
Mr. Trump is taking a wrecking ball to the biggest single step any nation has ever taken to cut global warming pollution, cut oil use, and save consumers money at the gas pump.
Trump administration proposes rolling back fuel economy standards, making you pay more for gas. Youth climate activists sue Utah to stop fossil fuel development. Plus,
Venezuela for the American oil companies will be a field day.
Trump's threats against Venezuela are all about the oil.
You don't say. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We will be discussing the environment. Do we still need one?
Jury's out. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, as winter is coming, it seems strange to talk about heat records, but sure enough, November, really hot, huh?
Yes, it was. November 2025 was the third hottest November ever recorded globally since record-keeping began in the 1850s and clocked in just below 2023 and 2024. That's according to Europe's climate service, Copernicus. Despite a cooling La Niña weather pattern in the Pacific Ocean, 2025 is likely to tie 2023 as the second hottest year on record.
Which is remarkable since it's supposed to be cooler because of that La Niña.
Yep. The Trump administration this week delivered another big gift to big oil and U.S. automakers, proposing a significant rollback of Biden-era fuel economy standards for U.S. cars and trucks. Federal fuel economy CAFE standards have spurred innovation, including into hybrid and electric vehicles, which have cut into oil industry profits. The rules have significantly reduced tailpipe air pollution and greenhouse gas emissions from gasoline-powered cars and trucks. Auto industry experts say reducing fuel efficiency technology is a move that mostly benefits automakers and is unlikely to actually reduce the sticker price of new cars over time, as the Trump Transportation Department claims. Lower fuel efficiency standards also mean consumers will pay much more overall for gasoline over the life of the car.
Yay! Merry Christmas, oil companies.
Experts also say Trump is preventing the United States from competing with China's global electric vehicle dominance.
Merry Christmas, China.
In other news, the Trump administration claims that its escalating attacks on boats in the Caribbean off the coast of Venezuela are in response to drug trafficking, but critics and even some Republicans
and even reality
say it is an attempt by the U.S. government to force regime change in order to exploit Venezuela's resources. Venezuela sits atop the largest proven oil reserves in the world.
Ding, ding, ding.
National security journalist Spencer Ackerman explains on MS Now.
It's very clear to anyone even remotely paying attention that this isn't about drugs at all. They're trying to start a war with Venezuela. They will settle for a coup overthrowing Maduro and then having American oil companies go in and exploit the oil wealth there.
Well, that sounds familiar.
In Canada, Liberal Prime Minister Mark Carney signed a sweeping agreement this week, laying the groundwork for a new oil pipeline to expand Alberta's tar sands production and exempting the province's energy industry from several environmental laws. Reuters reports that Alberta's top environmental regulator succumbed to pressure from the provincial government and the oil industry to stop enforcing limits on the flaring of natural gas after companies blew through the limit 2 years in a row.
They wouldn't follow the law, so let's just change the law.
European Union nations have reached a deal to ban all imports of Russian natural gas by 2027.
Good.
In the state of Utah, 10 young climate activists filed a lawsuit against the state this week to stop new permitting for coal, oil, and gas development. They argue that continued fossil fuel development is contributing to climate impacts like extreme heat, the worst air quality of any state in the nation, including from intensifying wildfires, and is harming their health and future, violating their state constitutional rights to life, health, and safety.
Those kids are all right.
Finally, sowing seeds of hope in Southern California, a teenager whose home in the Pacific Palisades was destroyed by a record wildfire last January is turning his grief into action. Ramsey Goodyear launched the Seed Bomb Project, enlisting his classmates in crafting what are basically small mud pies containing native wildflower seeds that can be dropped anywhere.
That kid is all right, too. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.